Song of Solomon, chapter 3. We'll be working in that area today of Song of Solomon and Psalms. Broken relationships. Now, everybody sitting in this room, as soon as I said that, you had a flashback. Because everybody in this room has had experience and pain and trauma and the loneliness that sets in from some kind of broken relationship. Now that relationship may have been just a simple friendship. It could have been a relationship with someone in the church. It could be with children. It could be with other family members, but today we want to talk about a broken relationship that is even more intimate than the relationship between a husband and a wife. And the Bible teaches us that husbands and wives are as one. God has meshed them together in a spirit of koinonia or fellowship so tightly that they have become one. We're going to go up beyond that and talk about a broken relationship with our Heavenly Father. Think about the relationships that you have experienced before that has caused you trauma. Do you remember and do you recall the isolation that you experienced? Do you recall the sheer loneliness of it? Just, it's like walking in a dry land. I think everybody here can relate to that. When we have a broken relationship, or I should say this, when the children of God, when the Christian people experience a broken relationship with God the Father, there's probably no loneliness and no feeling of isolation more than that simple one. Because we've broken relationship with our Father, with our Creator, with our Savior, with our rock of salvation. Amen? I've experienced that. And I've had to go through it for a few times. And one time it lasted for several weeks. And I had to really pray and ask God to help me to understand what had happened. And He did. He showed it to me very quickly and He brought my attention right back to that moment when I broke fellowship with Him. It was just what I would have called a very innocent thing or something that wasn't of major significance. But to God it was. And because of that I had to walk through a cold, dry land for a long time. Everybody here has experienced that because we've all done it. One of the things that can cause us to have a broken relationship and fellowship with God is our sin. And we know that. We understand that. Another is complacency. That's the one that slips up on you. Seems like when things are really going good, that's when people fall. So when the Christian falls, people who have been alcoholics or drug addicts, you relate to that. It's a lot easier to stay away from alcohol and drugs when you're in a strain or you're in a tight or when there's difficulties. You have to depend heavily upon God. And so it's a lot easier to beat down your addictions when things are tough. Where most alcoholics and most people that has any kind of addiction fall or fail is when life is going really good for you. Got a job, got money in your pocket, your bills are paid up, you're feeling good, things are going good, and bam, all of a sudden, you convince yourself, I can have just one, I can just do it one time. And that's when you fall. And that's the way it is with a Christian believer in our relationship with God. Generally, we fall when everything is going good. Someone in this church let me know a few weeks ago that they were really struggling and that they were having a tough time of it. And it was frightening to them. I reminded them, as Brother Leroy did this morning, the same words of Apostle Paul when he talked to God about his thorn in the flesh. Three times I went to God about this, and God told him, and Jesus told him, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul understood then, when I am weak, that's when I'm strong, because I have to depend on God. So we have these broken relationships and these moments and times when we have some difficulty. The song that we're about to read, part of this song, it's entitled Song of Solomon. This book is written in poetic form, and it is a song or a song about a love story between King Solomon and a Shulamite woman. And it's their relationship. But if you read closely and you really look into this, it's metaphorical for Christ Jesus being the bridegroom and the church his bride. So when we read through this song, just remember that even though it's written about King Solomon, it's all about Jesus and his church and his relationship. So let's keep that in mind as we read chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Now this is at a time when the speaker here is feeling a little bit rejected, lonely, and an experience of a broken relationship, as we do in our lives. By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him, and would not let him go, until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Now we talk about and study about and read Shakespeare's tragedies. These first three verses of chapter 3 are about as tragic as it gets, in my opinion. If you've ever experienced that loneliness and that rejection from a broken relationship, you can relate to what the writer is saying here. To have that relationship or that fellowship broken, especially when it's with God, it is a very lonely and lonesome walk. It's a terrible tragedy, and the only desire that the Christian has after that fellowship has been broken is to get back to Jesus and be restored. I can tell you this, if there's any Christian, if they are a child of God, they may not have been they may not have ever won any awards for church attendance. They may not have been faithful tithers. They may not have been faithful ministers. They may have just been Christians saved through the grace of God. But even in that, if they have a broken relationship with God, even those that don't attend church very much, if they have a broken relationship with God, then their life is in tragedy. It's a terrible, terrible situation. It's like walking through a dry land where there is no water. And the psalmist David spoke about that several times. Let's turn over to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. We're going to begin reading there in verse 1. This is from David. And David was prone to sin. He was prone to complacency. And through this complacency and sin, his relationship with God was sometimes broken. He wrote poetry whenever his heart was broken. And this is one of those times that we find that he's calling out to God, trying to restore that relationship that they had. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary, because Thy love kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed, and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Now these words are written by a man with a broken heart. He had a broken heart because of the broken fellowship that he was experiencing through God. And he said, I laid upon my bed and I began to think about all of Thy love kindness and all of Thy miracles and all of the things that You have done for me. No doubt he had become complacent in his life. And he had to be reminded, and he reminded himself about all of the wonderful things that God had done in his life. We talk about miracles quite often. And we talk about things that's happened in our lives or things that God has changed in our lives and how He's healed us. We take God for granted. We ask the church to pray for us because we have a sickness or an illness. We do what we should do. We go to the doctor, and the doctor gives us a prescription, and we go home, and we take it, and the church is praying for us, and when we talk about it, we say, boy, those pills that the doctor gave me really helped me. And we completely forget that we call upon the church to pray for us sometimes. And we just kind of forget about God's part in this thing, and we forget about that and become very, very complacent. And we have to need, when our hearts are broken like David's was, then he remembered. And he was laying upon his bed and he said, I remember now. Yeah, now. I don't think it was necessarily the doctor. I'm not sure it was the medication, but now I remember all these things and all these healings You've done for me in the past. It only comes sometimes after a broken relationship, after you're brokenhearted and you're traumatized and you're lonely, then you're reminded of what you gave up. It's kind of like a broken relationship between two people who are married. One might cheat on the other. And then, after it's all come to light and it's over with, then the person who had committed the adultery, they stop and think, boy, I really had it made. And now I have messed everything up for just a few moments of pleasure. And it comes back to haunt them. It's that way with God. When we stop and when we're brokenhearted and we're in broken fellowship, then we call out, just like David here did. We call out, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. David had a desire for restoration. We have, after we have gone through this thing and walked in these dry periods in this dry land, we have a desire for restoration. We want that relationship restored. We want things to be like they were. We want to enjoy that peace and that joy and that tranquility that came with a perfect oneness with God. We desire that. We want it. We need it. And so we look for a way to be, to restore. Let's turn over to Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. And again, this is that poetic love song that is a metaphor between Christ and His church. The voice of my beloved, behold, He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Now this is written in a form that only a young, vibrant woman who hears or sees her lover coming in just as a poetic form, the excitement and the anticipation in this moment. Now, and remember, this is a metaphor for Jesus and His church. So this is actually a statement made by a person with a broken relationship with God, someone who feels cut off and someone who has been looking for restoration. And then they can say what the writer says here. The voice of my beloved. You ever been in a time when you haven't heard the Word of God for a while, spiritually? You ever been cut off? You go to church, you hear the preacher preach, but it doesn't mean nothing. You go about doing your church ministry, but it don't mean nothing because you've been cut off spiritually from that living water or from God. And you are aware of that. And you desire it, and you pray for it, and you ask God, come back into my life. Where are you, oh my God? Please come back into my life. And then all of a sudden, like two lovers making up after a bad quarrel for a few weeks, all of a sudden, you sense or you hear God being close to you, and you hear His voice. The voice of my beloved. Behold, He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Can you see this woman as she sees this vision and experiences experience? And it's the same way with a broken-hearted Christian whose spirituality has broken because of a broken fellowship with God. And behold, I see Him coming, skipping across the mountains and upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart, which is a deer. Behold, He standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing Himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. We could say that this verse means, come back into a full, restored relationship with me, O broken-hearted one. The days of your trauma and the days of your loneliness are over. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Can you understand the joy that must have been in this young lady's heart when she experienced this? Again, it is very symbolic of the broken-hearted Christian because of some broken fellowship, whether it was sin or complacency, being restored with God and the Heavenly Father, the sweetness and the intimacy of that relationship between the Father and His child, as that spirit was renewed and restored in that person, and the excitement that fills their voices. Have you ever been there? Have you ever experienced it? Ain't it good? You excuse my language? Ain't it good? Ain't God good? Ain't God good that He never gives up on us? When we belong to Him, we are His child. We're part of His family, one of His children. And when we get in trouble, and when we fall away from God, do you know what He does? He waits patiently. He stands behind the lattice and He watches the window and He calls out to His child and He restores that relationship when that child is ready to be restored. He waits. He waits.